It's 27 minutes to 10. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And you heard some pre-recorded interviews, and now I have a very special guest live in studio to talk things about the Hills Winter Sleep Out and who it's supporting, Hills Community Aid. And it's a very special good morning to Hills Community Aid CEO, Mickey Beer. Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Good morning, Darren, and thank you for the invite.
No, thank you. And I know we were going to have the Hillshire Mayor, Dr. Michelle Byrne, in, but she is very busy, no doubt, getting ready for this event that's coming up this Saturday evening. But first, I'd like to ask you questions about your work in Hills Community Aid and especially how it's changed with COVID. Mm-hmm. Can you share a bit more about how you're managing to support the great programs that Hills Community Aid does here in the Hills?
Like most businesses, obviously we've, you know, been affected by COVID, and that's included us having to close our doors for a period of time while we reconfigured how we could continue to provide our services in a safe way for staff, for our volunteers and for the community. So our staff have been working from home since March, and during that time we have continued to provide all of our emergency services. So that's our ER assistance, so emergency relief assistance, our NILS loans, our support for people who are homeless through this Hills Homeless Prevention Initiative. All of those services have still been provided to everybody from home through our very dedicated staff and volunteers. We will say that we have not had one person who has not received a service. Every single person has received a service who has needed a service.
Fabulous effort. Thank you.
Our other services have moved to online platforms in some way, shape or form, and we're slowly starting to bring those back. So just last week, our Learning in the Hills program came back, which is on site here at Balcombe Heights Estate. Slightly different and a lot smaller than what it usually is, but it's certainly providing a much needed platform for people to be able to socialise with other people again.
What sort of topics do you cover in Learning the Hills that people need to learn about to foster their sort of development, and how does Hills Community Aid help with that?
So the Learning in the Hills program is a fantastic program of tutored and social classes. So we might have somebody that's coming along, walking in with their brand new sewing machine, not even out of the box yet, and wanting to know how to thread it so that they can start becoming a seamstress, right through to somebody who knows how to do award-winning embroidery and just would like to embroider with other people, with other like-minded people, and share their crafts. So the amount of different activities there is far too many to name, but I think one of the most unusual or unique ones that I know of is quilling, so tiny little pieces of paper that they turn into the most extraordinary artworks, through to, as I mentioned, dressmaking, painting. We've got award-winning painters, people that have won awards at the Royal Easter Show, Blacktown Show, the Castle Hill Show. So right through Talking Points, which is probably one of my favourite classes, they talk about everything and anything, debate and discuss, right through topics of the latest book to their first week back was around what were all the COVID restrictions, and it was really interesting to hear the feedback of how people read things so differently, and what how people understood things, and yeah, which brought on a lot of debate around who was right and who was wrong, but always in a safe and healthy way.
That's all fantastic. I'm thinking just on the run here that we could have a debate live on air, on radio.
Yes.
I know we're talking in the break about how different community organisations can work here in the Hills, and that sounds like a fantastic idea. I also was just thinking and listening to you, you're talking about learning in the Hills. Some of it sounded like people maybe want to start a business, say the seamstress who wants to do a bit of maybe tailoring and those sorts of things, and others sounds like they just want to meet people and do fun things together. What's the balance of that? Do you know those sort of statistics?
I wouldn't know the statistics. I do know some people come along and say, I just want to learn how to dressmake, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And they're still there 8-9 years later. So, you know, they thought that they came because they just wanted to learn a skill, and they got so much more out of it, is what they report back. They really feel like they've met a new group of friends and love coming in and learning from each other and being able to share their skills with each other. Most people that come in say they're coming in because they want to learn, you know, meet a new friend and walk away learning new skills, or because they want to learn a new skill and they've met a whole lot of new friends. So it is a fantastic program that really does support people that way.
And Where do you get your trainers through? Do they, ones who come through the program or people from outside? Who are those specialist people who help you in delivering your programs?
So some of our tutors are people that we've actually advertised and sourced. Some of them are people that have, you know, attended our program for many years and have now stepped up and have learnt the skills to be able to be the tutors themselves. And we have a whole range of our programs that run there that are actually facilitated by volunteers. So there's somebody that has a skill set. Our quilling one that I mentioned is probably a really good one, a good example of that. You know, she's a volunteer. She's been volunteering with the program now for about 30 years and learnt quilling many, many years ago and has now moved on to sharing those skills with people and teaching them every week.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, some awesome people.
Excellent. It's lovely to hear about that. You're listening to Spotlight with Darren, and in the studio with me, CEO of Hills Community Aid, and Mickey Beer, and it's 22 minutes to 10. Now, you're talking about your emergency relief, emergency response program.
Emergency relief,
relief,
yes.
It is, emergency relief program. Now, no doubt a lot of that you'll be connecting with people who are homeless. And we know that this is a big issue within the Hills area. Can you share some thoughts and statistics about how Hills Community Aid does help? And that will lead us through in talking more about the Hills Winter Sleep Out coming up.
Mm-hmm. So the emergency relief program has obviously been one that's increased by double since COVID. So it is state funding that we receive for the emergency relief funding, and we're in a position where we're able to give people some vouchers, some Woolworths vouchers, which means they can go and purchase the food that they require. We can also help people with paying for travel, so it might be an Opal card that they need, or it could be medications that they need to have covered. So one of the beauties of Hills Community Aid is that we do have a wraparound of services that we're able to provide somebody. So somebody might come in saying, I just need food, and then from that, where during that interview where we're talking to them about the emergency relief, we then find out, oh, they're behind in their rent and they're about to be evicted. We're then able to, through the funds that are raised from the Hills Winter Sleep Out, help them out by maybe paying a couple of weeks' rent for them, which means that they're not going to become homeless. We then also might find out that they need support elsewhere. There could be domestic violence. There could be a whole range of other issues. We've got safer community workers and other workers, so we can wrap around all the services that we have to be able to support somebody, to be able to stay in their own home, with the small things of food, some rent paid, some financial counselling and some financial assistance, which certainly goes a long way to help somebody and to build somebody's confidence up so that they can continue to move on.
I know I've been at the Hills Winter Sleep Out for 2 years and this will be my third year, and I know it's a lot different, and usually it's a big event at Bella Vista Farm. Very cold nights, of course.
Yes.
but this year it is all different. Can you share with our listeners how it is different, and we'll talk about how they can get involved with the Hills Winter Sleep Out this year in 2020?
Add a layer of COVID onto a Hills Winter Sleep Out and suddenly we've got an online event. So it was really important for us that this event continued, because it is a really important awareness campaign for us, not just the fact that it raises funds for us to be able to give back to the community, but the awareness that it raises that there is homelessness in the hills. Homelessness in the hills looks a little bit different to what some people are used to seeing, and where it is people that what we call couch surf or sleeping in cars. So the sleeping rough within the hills is a little bit different to what we see maybe in the city and things like that. So I think I should explain, we were talking before about couch surfing so that people understood. People aren't standing on couches waiting for a wave. Couch surfing is where somebody might be able to crash on somebody's couch for a couple of weeks in their lounge room. But they're told you've got a couple of weeks, and then suddenly they've got to find somewhere else to move. So there's no permanent home for them. They might be moving to a neighbour, to a friend, to a distant family member, to anybody, but they need to because they don't have a home. So that's what we refer to as couch surfing. The Hills Winter Sleep Out, this year being an online event, is going to be run as a Zoom event. All the participants that have registered for the event will be given a login to that Zoom. And hopefully we're going to see lots of faces. So far, I think we've got about 60 people registered for the event for Saturday night. During the event, we've got some great activities that will be happening throughout the night. So we've got trivia, so I hope everyone's got their minds sharp. We'll have some different trivia events throughout the night. We have got some guest speakers that are coming on throughout the night, so I'm not sure if people have heard of Rachel from Dinner on the Table. She'll be coming on throughout the evening to provide some information. Dinner on the Table supports people who are with mental health, people with a disability, and also people at risk of homelessness as well, by providing meals for people. So, but I don't want to go into too much. I'll let everyone log in and she can let them know all of that. The other person that we have coming on is Linda Strickland, and she's from the Hawkesbury Helping Hands. That's an organisation in Hawkesbury who runs quite a lot of different soup kitchens and quite a lot of other services for homeless. They've had a huge increase in the number of people that are accessing their services. The reason we've asked her to come on is a lot of people who do become homeless in the hills, because there is no space here for them, end up moving into that Hawkesbury area and accessing the services in the Hawkesbury and drifting back and forth between the hills and the Hawkesbury. So she's going to be coming on live from the Saturday night soup kitchen in the park.
Wow.
Yes.
That's great. Mm. It'd be great to hear from her as well.
Yes.
And can you share a bit more about what else you'll do in those 3 hours? Will there be any more education? I know you've got the trivia.
Yes.
Anything else? 3 hours, it could be a long time.
Yes.
How are you going to get people engaged with this event, given that they can't just talk out at the farm as usual?
Yes.
And it is very different.
Yeah. So previously it's been a great event for people to be able to meet new people and catch up with people, as well as we've had some guest speakers that have come on to discuss homelessness. But during the evening, the guest speakers will be coming on. There will be question times with the guest speakers as well. There will definitely be, as I mentioned, some trivia. We will have some guest MCs. People have to log in to wait and see who our MCs are going to be. Some guest MCs that have got a few tricks up their sleeve as well to keep everyone entertained and engaged.
Sounds fabulous. And to always for a great cause of raising funds for Hills Community Aid, and that filling that gap of allowing someone to stay in a home while they sort out their finances, their life, their jobs.
Definitely.
And most more prevalent these times when we know jobs are not as easy as to come by as they used to be, and especially those itinerant type workers who may be working, say, the restaurant or the cafe industry, and we know they're really hard hit by what's happened in these times. I'm happy to share that Alive 90.5 is getting on board with the Hills Winter Sleep Out. We have to do it differently as well. Normally we would be on site with our outside broadcast and helping out that way and doing live interviews. But it's been different this year. We're giving a drive-by barbecue, so all COVID safe. But it means that you don't have to cook on Saturday night. You can come here between 7 and 10 and actually drive by, buy a sausage sizzle, get a drink or coffee. The Hills Daily Grind van will be here, Crystal, with her great coffee. And so that might help you stay awake and or even keep warm if you are going to sleep in your car or on your couch. So that'd be $10, or an extra $10, you get 3 raffle tickets. So $20 for the job lot of dinner and a raffle with some great prizes. And with that, we'll throw in the marshmallows for you to roast. Or if you only want to have a golden marshmallow, you can donate a golden coin. The one thing we can give is that being here at Borkham Heights, just up the driveway from where Hills Community Aid is we can allow you to put on a song request. So if you donate to the team online, if you're international, if you're listening to this internationally, we can connect you in by technology to actually put your song request in live. If you make a donation, if you make a donation on site, you can jump in the studio. That'd be after 9, between 9 and 2. So if it's 9 to 12, Mediterranean mix is the theme. And then after 12, it's the midnight hour, new music, covers and classics as well. So that's the part that we're doing, and Gillian, our chair lady, has arranged that. She's always the great ever ready person to take an idea and run with it. And Jim, myself, Jerome the deputy chair, others, Liam, will be here on the night. So we're quite happy to support the Hills Winter Sleep Out in this way. Before we go, and we've just got a couple of minutes for any parting thoughts or messages you'd like to get out to the community who's listening at the moment about the Hills Winter Sleep Out.
I'd say check it out. We're on Facebook. You'll be able to find the links there for if you'd like to sign up. If you can't sign up this year, look at donating to the Hills Winter Sleep Out. And if you are available on Saturday night and still, you know, you can't join the Hills Winter Sleepout, as Darren said, come down to Alive, buy a sausage sandwich, buy a coffee, buy a beverage from the Hills Daily Grind. 100% of the proceeds from the sale of all the sausage sizzles and all of the beverages are going to the Hills Winter Sleepout. So there's a lot of different ways that you can support. Register and sign up, donate to the Hills Winter Sleepout, or come and buy your sausage sandwich and your coffee on the night.
So you've heard it all there. Please take, give to the Hills Winter Sleepout, because it supports the great efforts of the Hills Community Aid programs and helping out the homeless in the hills. So Saturday night, online, register. You can still register and be part of the Zoom event from 6 to 9. Jump onto the Facebook, have a discussion there, or come here to Hills Alive 90.5 and have your drive-by sausage sandwich and a quick jump on air if you want. The opportunity is there for you. Thank you, Mickey, for joining myself in the studio this morning. And Jim always passes on his regards and would like you to be a regular here on Spotlight.
Thanks, Darren. Thank you for the invite.
Alive 90.5.